Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The House Natural Resources Chairman Bruce Westerman, a Republican from Arkansas, has introduced the American Wildlife Habitat Conservation Act, a comprehensive bill covering various initiatives. Public Lands Council Director and National Cattlemen's Beef Association Government Affairs Director Sigrid Johannes highlights specific issues that they are eager to see resolved within this package.
One of those is some flexibility actually for private land folks. We talk a lot about the impact of public land grazers, but there's also plenty of overreach that happens on private lands under the ESA. And one of the portions of this bill that's really significant is that it would codify these agreements that folks often enter into voluntarily called candidate conservation agreements or candidate conservation agreements with assurances, CCAs or CCAAs. You see a lot of people participating in these ahead of a species list to try and up the level of voluntary conservation that's happening, to try and increase the number of habitat acres on the ground, to ultimately try to avoid a listing.
Cattle producers, among others, frequently engage in these agreements. However, a frustrating aspect, according to Johannes, is that conservation agencies, like Fish and Wildlife Conservation, can selectively choose which voluntary efforts count towards goals. The bill aims to prevent Fish and Wildlife agencies from designating critical habitat on private land already participating in a habitat management plan.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.